Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each one of you all tonight. We are indeed grateful to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we just want to welcome you to come on in and to be with us on tonight. We know that the Lord has something great for us on tonight, and we are indeed ready. I don't know about you, but this has seemingly been a very long week. Amen. We know there are only so many days in a week, but we give God thanks and we give God praise because the occurrences of the day sometimes seems to be long, extra long. Amen. So just depending on how much you're doing in a day, but we give God thanks and we give God praise for grace and space and time that he gives to each and every one of us. Again, we just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wherever you are listening from, we just want to welcome you tonight and let you know that we're grateful that you have decided to tune in and to be with us. We want to thank all of our international listeners. Wherever you are listening from, listen, we just can't even begin to enumerate the countries that are listening in, that are tuning in at the end. But we just thank God for you. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We thank God for you for taking your precious time to come and to be with us. As we already stated, truly God is doing great things here at the Prayer News Network Global, and we are grateful as always to be a part of his program. Amen. He has chosen us to be a part of his program, and for this, we are so grateful. We want you to go ahead and take a minute, take an opportunity now, and invite someone, invite a couple of people to come out and be with you on tonight. Let them know that it is going on. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is live, and we would love for them to come and be with us on tonight. invite them. Go ahead and text them. Text a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Text them. Let them know, hey, there is a word from the Lord for them. Let them know. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Listen, if we don't invite them, if we don't invite them, people of God, sometimes they may miss their word from the Lord, and we don't want anyone to miss their word from the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just want to let you know that this is certainly a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. I will give you a couple of numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can text and let us know that you would like to have a copy, and we'll send it directly to your phone. And all you have to do is click on it and listen. When you get that link, we want to invite you to invite someone else. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. When you have something good, you just don't want to keep it to yourself. But we want to send it, send it, send it. Send it out. Whomsoever the Lord places on your heart, send out that broadcast. Send it out, people of God. Because, listen, we still get notifications of messages that were sent out in 2000, as we often say, it's a virtual track, just like a regular paper track. People pick it up and read it at a particular time. Well, listen, this is a virtual one. Yes, it is. And we give God thanks and praise for it because people are able to click and listen at any time. So do send it out. Do invite someone to come. Just one, two, or three people. Invite them to come and listen in with you on tonight. Truly, there is a word from the Lord. We just thank God tonight for each and every one of you. Thanking the Lord tonight for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking him. Amen. He is the giver of life. He's the giver of our life. He's the keeper of our soul. And we just give him thanks. We just listen. People of God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it really would not be enough to give God thanks and praise for all that he done for us in the run of a day, in the run of a week, in the run of a month, in the years. And yet, listen, it's just not enough. We could praise him from now until eternity, and it wouldn't be enough to give him thanks and praise for the great things that he's done. So we bless the Lord today. We give him thanks, amen, for our leaders. I just want to thank him for my leaders, thanking him for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him, thanking him he's our senior apostle, thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tuna, thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., thanking him tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, and of course our founder, apostle, chief apostle, Dr. S.C. James, who has gone on to be the Lord, but yet his work, his labor remains in the earth. It has provided a blueprint, and here we are. We're not traveling the earth erecting tents as he did. But listen, we are trying to get this word out at any cost, this word, this message of the kingdom, to let people know, glory to God, there is a risen Savior. He's in the world today, glory to God. He's in the world. He's in the world. And once we receive him, he's in us. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking him tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We do bless the Lord, glory to God, because we know that this is not a one-man show, one person. One person cannot carry this load, but we thank the Lord for those that he has chosen to come and be a part of his work. Amen. Again, this is his work. So we thank the Lord for those hands that he has chosen to be a part of this work, to carry forth this outreach ministry unto the world, that we can continue to advance, that we can continue to take this word out, that souls will continue to hear, be converted, come to the light of this glorious gospel. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God for our PNN prayer warriors, those that have PNN on their hearts, and they're praying always. They're praying always for the success, for the going forth of this outreach ministry. We thank the Lord for them. Listen, people of God, without prayer, we can't go anywhere. Amen. Because the forces of evil are all about us. There's principalities and powers that are always trying to hinder the work of the Lord. But we thank the Lord that there's a praying people that are constantly holding up this PNN before the Lord, asking the Lord to bless, innovate, have his way, do what he will in the midst of the people, save souls, deliver, glory to God, bring people to light. And that's what our prayer warriors do. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. We thank the Lord tonight for our scripture readers. Glory to God, as this PNN work is moving forward, as it's moving forward and changing and turning. Amen. Jesus, we now have a scripture reader, glory to God, that is with us. And PNN continues to evolve. It's continuing to evolve, continuing to move forth in the earth according to the divine will of God. So again, tonight, we just want to let you know that, hey, we are going somewhere, and we're grateful that you have elected to join us, to come and be with us on tonight and every night. Amen. So again, invite to come, invite a couple of people, just send out a text message, ask them to come and be with you and listen in tonight and be blessed. Amen. As always, we do want to sanctify the line, sanctify, because at the close of a week, at the close of a day, we realize people have gone through so many things, and we just need that refreshing word, glory to God, to prepare our hearts and our minds to come into the presence of the Lord, to prepare us, amen, to take the weights off, glory to God, amen, Jesus, to get us ready to hear what the Lord will say, to invite us, to intrigue us, to get ready to hear what the Lord will say on tonight. So tonight, we will ask our one of our PNN prayer warriors to come and sanctify the...
Unmuted.
Evangelist Gail Bill, if she would come and sanctify the line on the hearts of the people, ready to hear what the Lord was saying. Evangelist Gail.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because my Savior lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Just because you live, hallelujah, we can face tomorrow. Just because we live, Father, we can face our trials. Just because you live, God, there's nothing that the enemy can't do unless you allow it, that we know that we can go through it with you. Hallelujah, Father, we just bow at your feet tonight, oh God, for you being Lord of Lords and King of Kings in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for going through the airways and sanctifying every line that's connected to PNN. Hallelujah, Facebook, glory to your name, Blog Talk Radio, glory to your name, even every telephone line that's attached, that's dialed into this service, oh God, be in everybody's household, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anoint their house, oh God. Hallelujah, as the word come forth, oh God. Hallelujah, anoint their homes, oh God, to be receptive of your word, God. Hallelujah, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, touch our minds, oh God. Touch our minds, oh God, so that we can know the enemy when he comes, kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God, that we can use our weapons of warfare, and that's the word of God. Hallelujah. That's prayer, oh God. That's songs, oh God, of deliverance, oh God, that will give us the peace that we need. Hallelujah. That will give us the next up to get over through, to get us through whatever trials that we are going through. The word of God, oh God, give us a scripture, oh God, to keep us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch our mind, oh God. Touch our minds, God. If we thought anything contrary to the word of God, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you clean our minds up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If we heard anything, sometime in our passing, God, we hear all types of things that go through our ears, oh God. Unstop our ears. Clean it up, oh, clean them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we'll be able to hear your word when it comes forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch our hands, oh God. If we touched anything that was unclean, anything that will hinder your word from flowing through our body, God, we thank you for coming right ready, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your name, Jesus, in your name, oh God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, hallelujah, make us a sanctuary, oh God, hallelujah, to carry your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll have a drawing, that we can draw on our spirit in the time of trouble, oh God, draw on that spirit man in the time of trouble, oh God, hallelujah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you have set up a standard in all of us, oh God, and tonight, God, we say thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, we say thank you for every broadcast that has came forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that kept us through COVID, hallelujah, God, we know that it has not been, it's been a long week, we've had trials, oh God, but we're still here. Hallelujah. We had tribulations. We went through some things, but we're still here. Oh, God, we're still here depending and leaning on you. And that's all we can do because we know that we can't make it. But through you, all things are possible. We can make it. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you for the word, oh, God. Help us to hide the word in our heart, oh, God, to be a keeper, oh, God, to keep us from right and wrong, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, that we don't sin against you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for sending the word, oh God, with that would give us a mind, oh God, hallelujah, to learn how to treat one another in love, oh God. Let your love flow, oh God, from heart to heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we're so thankful, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us to draw all. We can't draw nobody, oh God, unless we draw through love. Hallelujah. We thank you for the love that you deposited in our spirit, God. Help us to walk upright with it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, tonight, we ask, oh God, that you touch the minister, oh God, that's going to come and deliver the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Stand up in him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his mind, oh God. Regulate his mind. Hallelujah. Keep him on track, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the word come forth the way that you have it to come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Unhindered by any spirit, oh God. But God, most of all, hallelujah, you be the director in the word, oh God. You plant the seeds in the name of Jesus. You arrange the word the way you want it to come forth, oh God, because you know what each and every one of us need, oh God, at this time, at this season, oh God, to keep us, hallelujah, on the right track, oh God. And for that, God, we said thank you, God, for the word, for your manservant tonight. Hallelujah. Order his steps, oh God. Order his mind. Order his eyes. Order his ears, oh God, that he may hear you speaking in that still, soft voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that he's humble and he will, hallelujah, come forth with power in the blessed name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, sanctify him the more, oh God. Purify him the more, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we are striving. Help us to let our flesh die daily, oh God. Hallelujah, that we may be able to see ourselves in the word of God as it comes forth, oh God. Plant us, oh God, where we need to be, oh God. Plant the thing, the seeds in our spirit that's going to help us to grow. Those things that we're liking, oh God, help us to latch on to it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Not toss to and fro, God, but that we are planted, standing, rooted, and grounded in your word. God, tonight, we just give your name praise. We give your name glory for everything that you do for us, oh God. Oh, God, everything that you do for us. And God, we thank you for the word of God that's going to come in correction with power. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise God. Praise God, Evangelist. Yeah, we thank God for that prayer on tonight, coming to sanctify the hearts and the minds of the people to prepare us to get us ready. To get us ready for the word on tonight, we give God thanks. We give God praise. And tonight, people of God, the scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse number 1. And the scripture reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who has trusted in Christ. Amen. Glory to God, I have read for you Ephesians chapter 1 from the 1st through the 12th verse. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers of his word on tonight. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful again to be here to hear what thus saith the Lord unto his people. We ask that you go ahead and get a pencil, get paper, get your pen, get your iPad, whatever you need, to take your notes on tonight, because we know that there is a word from the Lord. We've been here now going on 3 years, completing years, and we are grateful because every night the Lord meets us in one way or another, whether it's in testimonies, whether it's in word, whether it's in exhortation. We even had poetry night, and the Lord spoke, but even in each night, you have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. There is a specific answer for you, and that's what you should be listening for, to hear the voice of the Lord in the speaker unto you. Amen? Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight, and we invite you to get that pen and that paper, because we don't want you to miss what the Lord has for you. Amen? His word is precious. His word leads us, guides us, directs us, instructs us, strengthens us. All that we need is found right there in the word. And tonight we're so grateful to be graced with the man of God, committed himself to be a part of this and network. He has, glory to God, making space in his schedule to be here every Friday night, if the Lord should say the same. But we thank God for his steadfastness to be here with us to break the bread of life. I've known him for quite some time. Truly, we can say now, even at this point, that he is no stranger to the PNN. And tonight, people of God, we want to introduce to some and present to others the speaker for this hour, none other than Minister Craig Cannon, by way of Applied Word Ministries of Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Cannon. You on the line? If you would press star 6, just put there you are. God bless you. You have the platform.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What an incredible week this has been. To God be all the glory. All the glory. I praise God for everyone on the line tonight. I pray that you all will have ears to hear the word that the Lord has blessed me with to share with you all. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, another message, another assignment that you've given me to minister to these, your sheep. I thank you, Lord God, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords and you will think through my mind. I pray, Lord, it will be none of me and all of you. I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Forgive me, you all. I have a scratchy throat, but that's not going to hinder the word tonight. Praise the Lord. If you all have your Bibles with you, turn to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. The Lord wanted me to begin to share a word in Genesis, in the beginning. And for you all who don't have Bibles with you, you should get a Bible. This Bible has all the answers that you're looking for. Every answer you need is in this word. God has provided it for us. And it's through this word is how we build a relationship with God. This word is how we change our mind, change our thoughts, change our behaviors. Everything we need is in the word of God. And we have to ask, seek, and knock. And God will open the door. And he will show us the answers that we're looking for. Let's start with Genesis 1. And God, I asked God during the week, I said, Lord, what message would you have me to share with him? He said, tell him about me. Tell him about God. Who is this God, this invisible being that we're trusting in, that we're believing in, that we're relying on? Who is this God that gave his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, even when we weren't even born, even when we weren't even a thought in our parents' eyes or minds? Who is this God who expressed such love to us, a love that surpasses all our understanding, a love that allowed him to give his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life? This is the God that we serve. He's our creator. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our protector. He's our comforter. He's our strong high tower. He's our way maker, a way out of no way. He is all that we need, all that we have, and all that we should ever want. That's the God that we serve. And let's look at how God started it all. We're going to start in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, in the beginning, God. You can stop right there. Everything begins with God and everything ends with God. That's why he's Alpha and he's Omega, first and last, author and finisher of our faith. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So let's explore God. But right there you hear God created the heaven and the earth. So we know God creates. And the earth was without form and void upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved. Get that in your mind. Capture that. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So who is this God? This God creates. We see that in verse 1, chapter 1. This God has a spirit that moves. We see that in verse 2. And this God can speak. We see that in verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. So not only can this God create, and he has a spirit that moves, but he can also speak and he can also see. So God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Look at that. God can create. God's spirit can move. God can speak. God can see. Well, if we want to get into mathematics, God can divide. Look at that. God divided. God also multiplies. God also adds and subtracts. I think his favorite one is multiplying and addition, though, and not necessarily division and subtraction. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called. There's another description. God can create, God's spirit can move, God can speak, God can see, God can divide, and now God can call. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. It is important to get into God's word, and literally, when you get ready to read the word, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. The Holy Spirit's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. And he speaks whatever he hears, the Father says. So the Holy Spirit is here to teach us. And before I read, I always ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. And I say, teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I say a small prayer like that. And then God begins to reveal things to me through his word. And God wants you to do the same. He wants to teach you. He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to show you the mysteries. Because those mysteries have been saved for us, not from us. They haven't been hidden. They've been hidden for us, not from us. But we've got to get in his word and get those mysteries. So God called the light day. Right there, God defines the day. God calls the light day, and the darkness he calls night. Now look at the next verse. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I remember when I read that years ago, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, the evening and the morning was the first day. So you're saying a day goes from evening to morning? Let's see, if evening is 5 o'clock p.m. and morning is 5 o'clock a.m., that's 12 hours, not necessarily 24. Just something for us to think about. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters. Look at this, the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Now, I remember studying that word firmament out. And I came to the conclusion from the Holy Spirit that that was like the sky. There's waters above the sky, and there were waters below the sky. And God divided those waters by putting the sky, which is called the firmament, in between the two. And he called that heaven. And we won't get into the discussion, but that is a heaven. And there are more than one heaven. There's three heavens, actually. And there's a scripture that talks about the heaven of heavens. But the one God resides in is the third heaven. And that third heaven is beyond outer space. That's a whole nother issue, God showed me. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. Now, when I want you to get a picture of this. Imagine God just placed the sky in between all this water. You got water up above it, and you got water below it. And then God says, all this water down here below the sky, it's just water. He said, I want all this water to come together. So once this water came together, dry land appeared. So it means that this water was almost like it was flooding this dry land. This dry land appeared, and he called that dry land earth. So I want you to think about how the earth is made today with all the oceans and the lakes and the rivers. God pulled all those together, and that's when the dry land appeared. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. We call them today oceans, but back then he called them seas. And God saw that it was good. Now, there's a pattern here. Every time God says something, he sees what he said. Look at verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Right after God said it, light appeared. And God said, verse 6, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and he divided the waters. And God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And the dry land appeared, and he called that dry land earth. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed kind, whose seed is in itself. I want you all to pay close attention to that, whose seed in itself. Every fruit has its seed in it. Watermelons have watermelon seeds. Oranges have orange seeds. Apples have apple seeds. Tree yielding fruit after his kind. A watermelon can't grow an apple. A watermelon grows a watermelon. An apple can't grow an orange. An apple has to grow an orange. Apple seeds have to grow apples. Orange seeds have to grow orange. That's after their kind. But each fruit has a seed in itself. God values seed. The word of God is seed. It's the seed that God has given us. And I'll show that to you all later in another message. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed, yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb-yielding seed after his kind, and the tree-yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And the evening and the morning were the third day. See, a woman, God said in one of his scriptures, I will bless the fruit of your womb, the seed in it. And she has to bring forth that seed after its kind. That's why when a woman gets pregnant, she can't have a bear. She can't have a dog. She can't have a bird. She has to have a human. Because she has to bring forth of her kind. And that seed inside her brings forth of its kind. By God calls it the fruit of her womb. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Now, if you go outside and look up in the sky at night, you're going to see all these stars, all these lights. And you're going to see one big star or one big light, which is called a moon. And we're going to get to that. But he's saying the day from the night. And let them be for signs, for seasons, and for days, and for years. That's interesting. That's where you get all this stuff called the zodiac signs, the different signs. See, created it. A lot of people believe in different signs, but those were the signs that God created. All those zodiac signs up there from the stars. That's what he means by let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. So if we go outside and we see these stars as well as the moon is giving light on the earth at night. And God made, watch this, two great lights. What are the two great lights? The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. So the greater light ruling the day is the sun, S-U-N. And the lesser light ruling the night is the moon. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness, to divide the light from the darkness. We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Those of us who are in Christ, we are the light of the world. People who are not in Christ, who have not come to Christ yet, they're in darkness. They're in darkness. If you're in a room that's dark, and you're bumping into stuff, you don't know what it is. You have no idea what it is. You can't see. You can't move. You're afraid to move. You don't know which way to go. You don't know whether you're going forward or backwards. But you can't see anything. But as soon as the light comes on, everything is shined upon, it's exposed, and it's revealed. And that's what the Word of God does for us. It shines. It exposes. It reveals hidden wisdom, wisdom that has been hidden for us and not from us. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. So he's talking about the birds. That's the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament, the sky, the firmament of the heaven, of heaven. And let the waters bring forth the moving creatures that have life. That's the fish. That's all those different, the oceans, or back then, the seas, the whales, the codfish, the starfish, the catfish, all the different, the shrimp, all the different types in the oceans. And God created great whales. There it is. And every living creature that moveth upon the waters brought forth abundantly. That means they reproduced after their kind. There it is again, after their kind. And every winged fowl after his kind. Winged fowl meaning the birds, they reproduced and brought forth abundantly after their kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, God's about to speak, be fruitful and multiply. Okay, we just got through dealing with division, and now we're going into multiplication. Even mathematics is in the Bible. Everything is in here. That's why it's so important to read it and study it, and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and meditate in it. Everything is in here. Mathematics in the Bible, really? I just showed you division and multiplication. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth. I think that's interesting. Are you all noticing something? The earth is bringing forth a lot of stuff. The earth is bringing it forth. All God is doing is speaking it, and the earth is bringing it forth. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Now, what did God define the earth as? Go back to verse 10. And God called the dry land earth. That's what he called. He called the dry land earth. All right, so this dry land, which is the earth, is bringing forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Now look, this is the God we're talking. This is the God we serve. He's a creator. He's the only creator there ever was and there ever will be. Man don't create. We don't create anything. See, to create means only God can do that. But God also can use something and make something from it. But God is the only creator that there is. We can't make something from nothing. We can take what already exists and repurpose it. I always tell people, this is a little funny story. I ask people often, what is Uber? They say, well, you know, it's Uber. No, what is Uber? Uber's a taxi. It's just a better way of being a taxi. And for those of you all who are older, you know, back in the day when you got a taxi, you had to call that taxi, you had to wait on that taxi. You didn't know who you was getting in the car with, but the taxi showed up. So that's the first problem. The second problem is when you got in the taxi and you told him where you were going, he had this little meter that would direct him to the destination. And for some reason, he would always take the longest way. Because if he took the longest way, that means the cost of the taxi ride would go up. So before you got in it, you didn't know how much money you was going to spend. What you thought was going to be $10 ended up being $30. Because instead of going straight down the road, he went around the corner, up the hill, and around the block until he got to your destination, the most money. And then when you paid him in cash, in the car. So he didn't know whether you was going to rob him or whether you weren't going to pay him. Uber solved all those problems, but it's still a taxi. It's just a better way of doing a taxi. See, we don't create anything. We take what already exists and we repurpose it, or we rename it. We rename it. I worked with computers for years as a word processor called Microsoft Word. Word in 1983 is the same word in 2022. It's a word processor. You're typing in the same stuff. It's no different. Might have a few more features, may have a few more things added to it, but we didn't create anything. We didn't create anything. And the word processor concept came from a typewriter. See, we don't create anything. Only God can create. We take what already exists and we repurpose it and try to turn it into something else. Verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Now look at this, verse 26. Here we go. And God said, let us. Wait a minute. Us? We done went from singular to plural. Wait a minute. What do you mean us? And God said, let us make man. Who's us? I thought it was just God doing all this. Wait a minute now. We ever heard the term Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you that all three of them were there in the beginning. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. I think it's in 1 John. And there was nothing made that wasn't made by the Word. Okay. So if the Word was there in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, okay, that takes care of God, Father, and that takes care of the Word, who is who? Jesus. God the Father, that's Almighty God, the Word is Jesus. Well, what do you mean Jesus is the Word? Got to get into your Bible. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's Jesus. Jesus is the Word that became flesh. But that Word was also there in the beginning. Okay, so we got God the Father, and we got the Word, which is Jesus. But where's the Holy Spirit? Okay? Because we know it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So where's the Holy Spirit in creation? Let's go back. Go back to verse 2. Let's read verse 2 again. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And watch this. Pay attention. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, who is the Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit. See, all three of them were in there in the beginning. God the Father, God, big G-O-D, God the Father. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing that wasn't made by the Word. All things were made by him and for his glory. This is why it's so important to get into these scriptures, get into your Bible. God will show you a mystery. And where's the Holy Spirit? There it is right there. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So in the beginning, we got all three of them right there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So when you jump back down to verse 26 and you say, and God said, let us, who's the us? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Let us make man. Come on now. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. What is the fish of the sea? Those creatures he just made abundantly in the ocean or in the seas. And over the fowl of the air, what's the fowl of the air? Those birds you just talked about flying in the midst of the heaven. And over the cattle, those things he said, earth, bring forth cattle. And over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth. Look at that now. So God said, let us make man in our image. Let's stop. In our image. What does that mean? In our image. Help me, Holy Spirit. How can I explain this? In our image. Well, you know what? Let's take an example. When you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom to brush your teeth, and get ready for work or get ready for what you need to do for the day, you look in a mirror, right? In that mirror, you see a reflection of you. Let's just say an image of you. Okay? It's a reflection of you, but it's also an image of you. Right? So let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Look at that, after our likeness. Now let's back up. What do we know about God? The Trinity. He's a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So God, if you really think about it, that's three parts. But it's one God. Let's not get it mixed up. It's one God. But it's three parts. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So if we made in the image of God, and God is made of three parts, and we made in his image and his likeness, wouldn't it make sense that we would be made of three parts too? Yeah, I think so. If he's made of three parts and we're made in his image and his likeness, then we should be made of three parts. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible too that says man is a spirit. He lives in a body, and he possesses a soul. Those are all three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Just like God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God will give you wisdom when you look in his word and you ask him questions. Every time I read these scriptures, every time I read this word, first of all, I ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. And next, I say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand this. And words will sometimes just pop up off the page. I'm like, wait a minute, God, where'd that us come from? I mean, it's been God saw, God said, God created, God blessed. God said, God saw, God created, God blessed. God made, God said, God divided, God multiplied. But then you say, let us. And he showed me who the us was. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. So God gave us dominion. Look at that. Dominion. Dominion. We always talk about the kingdom, right? K-I-N-G. Watch this. D-O-M. That D-O-M is where you get dominion. Kingdom. Dominion. God gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let's go back. Something jumped out at me in that verse, though. And God said, let us. The first word I circled was us. I needed an understanding of the us, going from the singular to the plural, going from what I thought was one to many. And God explained it. He showed it to me. The Word, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And let us make man in our image after all likeness. Now, I want you all to not get something twisted. And the Holy Spirit showed me this years ago, and it just blew my mind. Every time he shows me something, it blows my mind. You know it's God because I ain't that smart. It didn't come from me. It couldn't have come from me because I'm not that smart. It just blows my mind. I'm like, man in our image. And the Holy Spirit had to tell me, I said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them. Okay, so when I hear man, I'm thinking singular. But then when I hear them, I'm thinking plural. When I hear man, I'm thinking one. But when I hear them, I'm thinking many. That was a mystery. For years, I said, Lord, why did you say them? See, God don't ever just put a word in there. He didn't inspire the writers to just put a word in there without it having a meaning. Every word, I'm here to tell you, every word has a meaning and a purpose. God is a purposeful God. He don't do anything without purpose. Everything has a purpose. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. So first I'm thinking, okay, well, let them. Maybe he meant a lot of man. Let them. And another thing the Holy Spirit had to tell me, I want you all to understand this. Do not confuse man with male. I got you on that, didn't I? Because a lot of people, when they hear the word man, they're thinking about male, M-A-L-E. Man is the species. Male and female are the sex of that species. I'm going to say that again. Man is the species. Male and female are the sex of that species. That's why you have what is called human. And then you have a male human, and you have a female human. Thanks to that. That's only by the Holy Spirit. That's another nugget he blew my mind with. So don't get it twisted. Man is not male. Man is also not female. Man is the species. The sex of that man, it can be male or female. And really, human is what he's referring to. We call it human. God call it man. Human. Human beings can be male or female. So let's look at that verse again. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them. Now the them makes more sense, right? Because that man can be a female or that man can be a male. Yeah, I know this is a little tough, but I want you all to really get this because this will bless you, and it's going to make another scripture make more sense. I want you to just think about that for a moment. We got man, human. Let's just say man is human. Then you got male and female, which is the sex of those of that species. Just like you have a dog that can be male or female, or a cat that can be male or female. You have a man that can be male or female. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That simplified it. He just gave me that. So when he's talking about them, he's talking about the sex. So he says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over all the cattle. Now watch this, verse 27. This is going to make sense to you now, because this verse tripped me up for years until God gave me that nugget I just shared with you all. So God created man in his own image. Watch this. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Look at that. Look at that. That's what he's saying. That's where the them come from, male and female, the sex of that man. So when he created that man, he literally created the male and the female in that man. And a lot of y'all might say, well, okay, you done went off the rocker here. Now, you know, no, wait a minute now, because he called it Adam, and, you know, Adam is a man's name. Adam is a male's name. See, twisting it up there. Adam is male's name, so that's what you all think. Okay, so let's keep going. Because he done went to them. So this isn't me. This is the word talking. Male and female created he them, verse 28, and God blessed them. Them meaning more than one. God blessed them. Who is them? Male and female. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that move upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the all of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now I'm going to jump on you here, because I want to show you all the mystery. So we know now God created man. And inside that man is male and female. And you might say, well, wait a minute. How do you know that? Because God is about to confirm it in his scripture. I'm going to read all the way down, and then you're going to see where it says that. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens. There's an S there. The heavens, not just heaven, heavens. And of the earth when they were created. in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. And I asked God about that. I said, Lord, I said, Father, I said, this mist that went up from the earth that watered the earth because you didn't let it rain, what's that mist? He said, you see it every morning. That's the morning dew. I was like, good God Almighty, Lord, you just praise God. Absolutely. When you come out in the morning, why is that grass wet when it hadn't rained? Never thought about that, did you? That grass is wet. That morning dew. God was watering the earth. Didn't rain. You know, that's another mystery. Where did this dew come from? I don't have an answer for that. Praise God. Maybe the Holy Spirit will give it to me one day. I know it's in the Word, though. It's just a matter of studying and finding it out. There went up a mist from the earth. That's interesting. The earth is bringing forth a lot of stuff. It's bringing forth animals and cattle and a mist. The earth is bringing this stuff forth now. The earth, that dry land that we're walking on, is bringing this stuff forth. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So this earth bringing all this other stuff forth, why not let it bring forth man? But God said, you know what? I'm going to form man. I'm going to reach down there and scoop up some dirt. And I'm going to form man from the dust of the ground. So God took this dirt, and I'm thinking about it. Okay, Lord, what you do? It's like think about a clay. Think about, I don't know, what I used to play with when I was younger, Play-Doh. But just think about that dirt was like Play-Doh, and he just formed this little shape of a man, formed it out real good, put his little eyes, his little nose, his mouth, you know, his ears. God already knew how he was going to create, how he was going to look. He had to be made in the image of God, so he already had an idea of what to do because we're made in the image of God, and the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. So he formed this man. And look at that. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The breath of life. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So when the breath of God met that body of man, why am I saying it's a body? Because that's what that dirt was made of. And how do I know that's the body? Because the Word of God says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So the body has to stay here. Why? Because the body has to go back to the dirt of the earth from which it was made. You see that? So when a person dies and you put them in that coffin, those bones and all that stuff, that body, all that stuff, that flesh, all that, it's going to eventually break down into dirt. It's going to eventually break back down to dirt because that's what it was made from, dirt. But the spirit and the soul is going to go to the place based on the decision you made while you was in that body on the earth. If you accepted Christ, you'll be going to heaven. If you didn't accept Christ, well, we know where you're going to go then, the other place, hell. So let's keep going, and I'm going to end it. And the Lord God formed the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So when the breath of life, when the breath of God came in contact with the body of man, man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Now, wait a minute now. Okay. There he put the man, the species. That man he formed, he put him over there in the garden. Now, I told y'all that male and female was in that species man. Watch this, if you don't believe me. He put him in the garden. And from this, it was parted and became into four heads. He talks about the second rhythm, Gihon, the third river, Hiddekel. And let's keep going down. And he commands all these things. He talks about the two trees that's in the garden. You know, that's another most thing. That's why we have to read our Bible, because if you look down in verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For in that day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So that tree he wasn't supposed to eat from was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But we're going to keep going, keep going. Now let's go on down to verse 20. Now I'm going to show you that man is the species, and in man is a male and a female. And Adam gave names to all the cattle of the fowl of the air. You know, God called man Adam, right? And see, that's where we get confused because we hear the word Adam and we're thinking, okay, well, Adam is a male's name. But today we would say Adam is a man's name. But we're really thinking male, okay? Not a woman, but a man. Or not a female, but a male. See what I'm saying? And I'm going to explain that woman and man in a few minutes. And watch this. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. Adam needs to help me. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Okay? Now remember, he named this species, this man species Adam. That's what he named him. Now he's going to cause Adam to go to sleep. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. Now look at this. And while he was asleep, God did surgery on him. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib that he took out of this, out of man, right, the rib he took out of man, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. There it is right there. Woman. Woe means out of. So God took out of man a piece called a rib, and from that he's going to make the female side of man. See? He's going to make the female side of it. See that? See that? So you had a male and a female in man. God took that female part out, and he made what he calls woe man out of man. That's what he did. Woe means out of. He took her out of man, taken out of man. But Adam was made from the dust of the earth. Don't ever forget that. Because once they sin, there's a reason God cursed the ground as punishment for the man, or for the male, for Adam. But the punishment for Eve was, I believe it was something about she would fear these snakes. They would bite the heel or something like that. We'd have to go into the scriptures. But there's a reason those two punishments were separated like that, because of where they were made. See, the ground was cursed because that's where Adam came from. He said, in the sweat of the day, he's going to bring forth, cause the earth to bring forth stuff, which means if he's out there gardening and planting and being a farmer, he's going to have to work real hard to get that earth to grow something. And that's later on in the scriptures. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man. And Adam said, watch what Adam said. This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Just said it. See? Woe man means out of man. She was taken out of man. See? But that man has a male and a female. The female side of that man, female, or woman, or woman, or women, whatever you want to call it. You women out there listening, women. And then the male side of that man, Adam, he's the male side of that man, a male. Now watch this. Therefore, we're going to end here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. God's amazing. But those of you all that are married out there, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, or God sees y'all as one. He don't see you as two individuals. That's why it's important. That's why marriage is so important in God's eyes. Because when a man and a woman comes together in holy matrimony, me and my wife, God don't see Craig and Melanie. He sees Cannon, which is my last name, which the woman takes on. He don't see Craig and Melanie. When we came together in marriage, he sees Cannon. We are one in his eyes. We are one in his eyes. Why? Because that's the way he created us to begin with. See? That man species had male and female. So it's a bringing back together. That's the wisdom of God right there. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They're one flesh in God's eyes. One flesh in God's eyes. That's the way God sees us. That's why it's so important. Marriage is so important because he sees us as one. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And we're going to end right there. This is why it's so important to get into the Word of God. Right here in the very first and chapter of Genesis, first and second chapter of Genesis, a mystery God shows you. And I'm telling you, that mystery will hold true throughout the Bible. You will see, like I told you in 1 John, where it says, in the beginning was the Word. That tells me right there. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. The beginning is where Genesis started, when God created the earth. In the beginning was the Word. See, God had to inspire men to write that so that he could show you that in the very beginning, the Word was there, the Holy Spirit was there, the Father was there. All three were there in the beginning. See, the Word became flesh. That's when we got Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son. That's the mystery God's been trying to show us. That's why it's so vital we get into this Word. God wants to show you so much in his Word. Some of you all out there right now, you're dealing with situations and circumstances that you don't know what to do. They are impossible situations. But I'm here to tell you, God is the God of possibilities. God can make a way out of no way. Some of you all have gotten your life locked up into a mess. I'm here to tell you, God can take a mess and make a masterpiece out of it. He God. He created everything. There's nothing that wasn't made by the Word. God wants you to get in this Word, build that relationship with him, and get the answers that you're looking for. This book is applicable. This book can be applied to your life. There are real answers in this book. You just got to get in it, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, and find your situation. I always tell people, find yourself in the Word, because you in there. You in there. Your situation is in there. My daughter, when she was young, she used to ask me, she said, Dad, everything's in there? I said, yeah, everything's in there. I said, this is the one book that's alive. All those other books we read, they're dead. Those words are dead. But this book's alive. That's why when you go to your church and that pastor, that man or woman of God on that pulpit start preaching something and you feel like they just reading your mail, man, does he know what I'm going through? He's talking to me. No, but God does. God's trying to get answers to you, see? And that's what we meant by that last message. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear except to be preached? How shall he preach except to be sent? Now then, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's how all of this operates. He wants you to know that this is real. This stuff is real. It's applicable. It's something that you can take and use in your life. All you got to do is open that book up and get in that Word and ask the Holy Spirit. First of all, you got to give your life to Christ, though. You can't even begin to understand. You can't discern. Your eyes are blind unless you have given your life to Christ. See, you got to give your life to Christ. And what do I mean? You got to be born again. Wait a minute. You were born once from your mother's womb, but then you got to be born again when you accept Christ. That's when your spiritual eyes of understanding will be enlightened. That's when things will be opened up for you, and you'll start understanding things, and God will start showing you. All you got to do is ask. Say, Lord, now you know my situation. You know I'm in a jacked up situation right now. This happened and that happened. I did this. I shouldn't have did that. But you got to show me. Where is it in this book? Holy Spirit, help me. You start turning the pages. Just open it. Sometimes you ain't got to turn. Just open the book up. Holy Spirit, just start reading. I guarantee you're going to find your situation. And God's going to say, this is what I need you to do. Number one, you got to repent. You got to change your heart, change your mind, change your direction. You got to change. Change ain't change until you change. See, a lot of us are afraid of change. We don't want to change. We're afraid what people may think, what people may say. Let me hear, God will accept you right where you at. God don't care about the situation. God wants you saved. He wants you filled with his spirit. He wants you, he loves you just that much, just where you are. It don't matter what you've done or what you haven't done. God loves you right where you at. God knows we're in a fallen world. He knows we're going to go through all this stuff. We're going to go through all these addictions. You know, he said the only thing you're going to find in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Every sin that can be committed is going to fall under one of those three categories, either the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Every sin is going to fall in one of those three categories. You know, either you're prideful, you think you're above everybody else, think you all this and all that. Either you lusting after sex, after a woman, after alcohol, after drugs, you got some addiction going. The lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes, you're looking at something you're coveting, you want to have it, it's got to be yours, you need it, you just got to have it. You're looking at whether it's a cheesecake, a chocolate cake, a woman, alcohol, a drug, whatever. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, every sin going to fall in that. God already knew that we were going to be in a fallen world. He already knew. That's why God said, you know what? Something. I'm going to send Jesus. You accept my son. He done died on the cross and paid for every sin you could have ever committed. Just come and accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then I'll teach you. I'll show you the way to live your life. God loves every person on this phone. He knew you was going to be here tonight. He knew you was going to be listening. He knew you needed to hear the answers that you heard. He's showing you that there are mysteries in these scriptures that you can't even imagine that will change your life. Nobody's forgotten about you. God loves you right where you're at, right where you're at. He loves you unconditionally. You can't do enough bad for him not to love you. I'm here to tell you that right now. All of us have been through something. And for those of y'all who say, well, I ain't been through nothing, all I can say, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. If you're in this world, you're in a fallen world. And this world has all kinds of temptations and sins all around you. So, Heavenly Father, I just want to end this message. For those of you who haven't given your life to Christ, Jesus and your Lord and Savior, I want you to just pray this prayer. And you can pray it silently to yourself. Lord Jesus, help me. I need you in my life. I've made a mess of my life, but you can make a masterpiece out of it. I've heard your word. I believe your word. And I'm calling on the name of Jesus right now. Jesus, come into my life. Save me. Fill me. Heal me. Deliver me. Set me free from this addiction. Set me free from this situation. Everybody's coming against me, Lord. I don't know what to do. I know you know what to do. I know you know how to get me out of this. I've made some mistakes. I've done some wrongs. And I'm guilty. But your son, Jesus, has already paid the price for me. And I accept him right now as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your spirit. I dedicate my life to you this day. I give you praise and glory and honor. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for loving me unconditionally like no one else could ever have loved me. I trust you. I give you all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Praise him. Glory to God how the man of God has come, is taking us all the way back to Genesis to show us in the beginning God, not just, you know, sometimes we read that scripture, but we don't see all that is packaged in that one scripture. In the beginning, God, I like what you said in the beginning. We can just stop right there. In the beginning, God. And I bless God how the Lord allowed me to unpackage God, unpackage this one true God, and to show us, amen, all that is compacted in God. Because I think sometimes we get in our little finite mind, sometimes we just see so many things that come to divide, so many things that take away from, so many things that does the opposite of what you said, to just really begin to, you know, all the multiplication, all the addition of God and all that God did, how sometimes the things that in the world or that we're facing in the world, it begins to try to retract from the awesomeness of God and who he is and how he has put within us. He has put really, amen, he has put his seed, the seed. And so now we don't really understand the full ramifications that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And I like how you just took your time and began to unveil who God is. And then listen, as you said, he spoke, he saw, he spoke, and it was. He saw, he spoke, and it was. And we have that same creative power, but all things were already created by him. But that self-same Spirit of God now is within us.
Yes.
But the enemy comes to minimize. The enemy comes to dumb down. The enemy comes to snuff out. The enemy comes to blind us. But listen, even as this word began to come forth, it began to show us who we are. It began to show us God. It began to show us relationship. It began to show us who we are. It began to show us who we are. Because he breathed into man the breath of life. And my God, you didn't even get into all of that. But all of this that the Lord has come to show us, all that the Lord has come to show us, and how, oh my God, like you said, the seed produces after its kind. And then we are the image and likeness of God and who he is and what he did. That's who we are.
Right.
So I bless God. I bless God today. I bless the Lord today. I bless the Lord today because even as you said that the earth is still bringing forth. It's still bringing forth. And I thank God for the Spirit of God because he's still bringing sons to glory. He's still opening our eyes. He's still causing the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened so that we can see who we are. My. So that we can see who we are. Because, listen, even as you said, once we see who we are, then we can be who we are.
Yes.
But we cannot be who we are until we see who we are.
That's right.
Glory be to God.
Identity. God of mine.
Yes. And I like how you even begin to show us, and like that is a great mystery for a lot of people, how even as the word declares, let us make men, and how it was God in the beginning, but as the scripture declares, and then the word, because God spoke, God is a spirit. But then God spoke, and the spoken word became flesh.
Flesh.
And then that flesh became manifested in the body of Jesus Christ. But it's
still the same God. Still the same God.
All three of them,
but
right
God
there in the beginning.
Being a spirit, yes, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
But then, yes, it was in the beginning, but then he died. Then Jesus now gave up the body
right.
in and of itself,
right.
the body, and then went back to glory, and then he sent back his spirit. He sent back his spirit, but it's all the same God.
It's not the
but
same God.
But different dispensations. Different dispensations to do what he had to do in the
do what
earth.
He had to do.
To redeem man to his rightful place, to have dominion, to have dominion as he intended in the beginning. Kingdom. I love that.
Kingdom.
Exactly. Dominion.
Yeah.
Dominion. Yes.
Come on, that's a whole other message.
That's a whole other message right there. I love it. Like I said,
praise God.
I love it how you really take the time to express it and to show us,
God
in the earth, to show us God in man. And I thank God, amen, because even as the scripture declares over in Mark 12:28-29, how the scripture declares that the first commandment, I believe it is, hear, O Israel, that the Lord our God is one Lord. But then right in there, people see get the dispensation or the administration of God all mixed up. But you can't separate them all out because man is not separated out. Man is body, soul, and spirit. Hey, glory be to God. Body, soul, and spirit. But we got to see it. We got to see it, but we cannot see it, like you said, except we're born again.
That's right.
You can peep, you can pry, you can dig, you can cut, except you
but
be
you can't
born
see it.
Again.
You must
cannot
be born again.
See it. We must
That's
be
right.
born again. If
must
we want to
again.
See the king, and the scripture declares the king within man. If we want to see it, if we want to see this manifestation, if we want to see this glory, if we want to see this power of God, if we want to see him, the
God
in the beginning, the God in the beginning, even you said it in your word, in the beginning, in the end, in the beginning, he's Alpha. In the end, he's Omega.
Omega.
But he's there. In the beginning, and he's the same
the
God.
The same God.
And the scripture declares he changes not. So I just bless the Lord. I
praise
bless
you,
him
Jesus.
For this word
praise
on tonight. I bless
thank
him.
You, Holy Spirit.
Glory to God. For he, again, he changes not, and he's continuing to bring in sons to glory, to bring sons to glory. I just thank God because he's steadily opened our eyes. And I thank God for the appeal, man of God, to the people of God. We have got to get into this word. We got to get into this word so that our eyes can be enlightened, so that we can see, so that we can see him, so that we can see his will, so that we can see his desire for us. And I, again, like what you said about how our situation, whatever we're going through, it's in this word.
It's in the word.
It's in this word.
It's in the word.
Yes, we just got to take the time.
Every situation, every circumstance is in this word.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
The word is the root of everything. It's the seed of everything.
Yes.
The root comes out of the seed. The root comes out of the seed. Even in the natural, when you put that seed in the ground, it has to grow that root down first before that plant gonna pop into the ground. The seed is the seed is the foundation of everything, and that seed is the word. It is the word of God. And that's why he won't end this word because, you know, a man of God told me this many years ago, and I didn't understand it until later on the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation. He said, until this word becomes a life, it'll never become a reality. This word has to be a life. It has to be in our life. It has to be daily. We got to get in this and ask God for answers. God wants to get us answers. He He wants. We're looking for answers. God is the answer. Everything is in there. He's given us. Mm-hmm. Look, he said in the end, it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He ain't standing up getting ready to do something. Why is he sitting mm-hmm. down? Because he's in a position of rest. He's resting because mm-hmm. he's given us everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
We got the word.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
What else do we need?
Yes.
Really? I mean, every situation, every circumstance, there's an answer to in the Word of God. And we got the Spirit mm-hmm. of God right there to show us, to lead and guide us into all truth, the whole truth, and the full truth.
Mm-hmm.
We got inside information because the Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. And he's like, mm-hmm. okay, all we got to do is ask. And we can
mm-hmm.
ask. Mm-hmm. I lose my keys, and I'm looking for the keys, and I'm like, okay, where did I put my keys? I put them down. Where did I put? I said, no, I ain't going to worry about it. Holy Spirit will show up to me. Within minutes, the Holy Spirit showed me exactly where I put them. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm acknowledging that he's with me. He's in me.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to lead
yeah.
and guide me into
yeah.
all truth. God says, in that
mm-hmm.
hour when you got to open your mouth, don't worry about what you got to say. I put the words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to. We're walking around with the resurrection power of Almighty God on the inside of us. There's no reason we should be defeated. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning. He said, I give you dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. Sometimes I want to go out there and talk to those people and say, go on over there and swim over there.
Mm-hmm.
God gave
mm-hmm.
you dominion over you. I know that sounds
mm-hmm.
kind of crazy, but wait a minute. The Word says I have dominion over you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what the Word says. I'm not just making it. I'm just trying to operate in the book. The book said this.
Yes.
So let's do the book.
Yes.
Do the book.
Yes.
Do the book.
Do the book.
There's instructions in there. Do the book. Find where you at. Okay, Lord, I'm right here. Okay. Go to Proverbs. Proverbs will tell you about, you want to see where you at? Look in Proverbs. It's got all the different paths and ways that you're going down. And it's going to tell you where you're going to end up if you don't get off that path or get off that way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
That's
I'm gonna
stop.
I'm going to stop right
That's
there.
It.
Praise God.
That's
Lord,
good. That's good. We just
thank
got to do
Spirit.
The book. Do
yep.
the book.
Do the book.
Take God at his word.
Take him at his word.
And let the word work. Let the word
right.
work. Let the
word
work. Work. And it's
you
okay.
Know,
it's okay. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. No, that, you know, that it's funny you said that because that was one of the things the Lord had laid on my heart some years ago. He said, I want you to do what's called Work the Word Workshop. I want you to have a workshop, and I want you to call it Work the Word. And the way I was going to do it, have a person come in there with their situation. Well, you know, I'm strung out on drugs. So you know, I just robbed this person. I just killed this person. Okay, let's see what the Word says about that. Let's see what the Word says about that. Let's go to the Book of Proverbs. Let's go to the Book of Romans. Let's go. Let's find you in the Word, and then I can tell you what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell God can forgive you for anything. God knows these sins are simple when committing murder as two different types. Sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin,
sin. That's right. That's
sin
right.
Sin is sin. You know, it ain't no difference in his eyes. So let's go find out where you at, and let's see if we can find an answer for you. Because God says, you know, I love you. I love you unconditionally. I want to get an answer for you. Now, yes, there may be some consequences from sin. It don't mean you're going to get out free and clear. But it does mean that God's mercy and grace can step into the situation and help you get through it. That's what it is. His mercy and his grace will step in the situation to help. Thank God for Jesus. Because before Jesus, they was killing all them animals trying to cover their sin. But Jesus got rid of all of it for his blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank God.
That's right.
Blood
yes.
of
Yes, yes,
that's mercy
yes,
and grace
yes.
right there.
Yes,
none of us
yes,
would be here
yes.
even now if it wasn't for the blood
that's
of Jesus.
Right. That's right.
Because all
that's right.
have fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
All have sinned
mm-hmm.
and fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do nothing
mm-hmm.
to sin. It says, behold, in iniquity did my mother conceive me. We were born into sin. That's why we have to be born again unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
God Almighty, I got to stop.
This is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We thank God for this word on tonight. We just We thank God. Glory to God. We thank him. And the man of God has already offered. He's already opened the door for salvation. And we pray that if you prayed that prayer, we pray that you now begin to walk into the newness of life. We tell you tonight, you prayed that prayer and you really meant that in your heart. We can say welcome, welcome,
welcome
to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Welcome to welcome to the new life,
yes.
in Christ. And we can tell you that your life is just beginning. You ready for change? You ready to experience change like you've never seen before? We can tell you that, amen, because we've experienced that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
we're witnesses. We are now witnesses of this truth. Amen. Glory to God. So, man of God, we want to ask you tonight, if you've already offered salvation to the people on tonight, we just want to ask you to open the floor to any that would like to have a special prayer or anything on tonight, if you would.
Praise God. Praise God. If anyone out there is going through something, having a hard time, whether it's your job, whether it's your family, whether you need healing, whether you need deliverance, whether you're just worried and anxious about something or someone, some situation or some circumstance, God is waiting. God is here. God is ready for you to turn your life over to him. And if you need prayer, we can go before the throne right now that we may find grace and mercy and help in our time of need. And if this is your time of need and you need prayer, step up, open your mouth, and say what you need. And let's go before the throne room and ask the Almighty for help and mercy in that situation or that circumstance. The Lord is waiting for you to ask.
Yes, and if they would like, if you would like prayer tonight, just press *6. Just press *6 and come over, and we'll be here ready, as the man of God say, to touch the throne of grace with you. If you like prayer, just press *6. Press *6.
Don't be afraid. God knows your heart. He knows you need help. He sees it and he knows it. Don't ever be afraid. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
Praise the Lord. If there's none, amen,
amen.
Would like to have amen prayer on tonight, if there are none, we're going to ask our PNN advisor, one of our PNN advisors, if she will come tonight to offer prayer for you, man of God, and that the Lord would cover you, that the Lord would keep you, the blood covering of the Lord God. We're going to ask Minister Ali Booker if she would come over, if she would come over tonight and pray for our speaker tonight, Minister Ali. If you just press *6 and come over and pray for our speaker on tonight. Press *6, Minister Ali. Just press *6 and come over. Let's see if we can get you over. Sometimes we have a difficult time with coming in over on this system. Minister Ali, there you are. God bless you.
Bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you, man of God. I appreciate
for
the word tonight. I thank God for the book.
Praise God.
For the book. Thank God for the book.
Yes.
I thank God for the book in the beginning. In the beginning.
Glory to God.
I thank God for the book.
Yes. Thank you.
God for the Trinity. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for how you broke the word down and just enlightened us and just to just show us who we are.
Yes.
Just accept who we are.
Thank you, Father.
And then just work from where you at and who he has already said that you are. It does not matter. It's what the Lord has said. I thank God for the book. I thank God for the word. Let that showed up. I showed up. Let that be.
Glory to God.
I had to come forth. Hey, sweet Jesus. I had no choice but to come.
Yes.
I had no choice but to be the fourth child.
Yes.
So
thank
you. Me to come forth. And I had to be the fourth child. And I'm thanking I put God for that because he said, come forth.
Yes.
And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. See, the word of God don't do nothing but stir himself up in you.
Right. Exactly.
He'll stir himself up in you.
That's
and I
right.
thank God. I'm not going to mess with it. I don't mess with it, God. But I do. I thank and I praise God for you. I thank and I praise God for the operation of who he is.
Yes.
I do. Now, mighty God, Father of all creation.
Yes.
We come this night that you have made, Lord God, and we are rejoicing because we are very glad. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. For that, Father, we appreciate you for your manservant.
Yes.
We thank you, praise you, God, for the life and for the mantle that you have set up on him. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your word. Because your word could not return unto you void, but had to perform. And it had to prosper. Well, you sent it to us. And this night, this man of God, you sent your word. You sent your word, God. You sent the word. Huh? And he opened his mouth. And it performed. You had already created in the beginning for this very night. And for that, we said thank you now. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Father. That no sickness has dominion. No sickness has dominion in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Declares, and I also declare, because I am in agreement with what the word says, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Have no dominion. This fellow, your people as a whole, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Cover them more, God. Increase them even more, Father. In the name of Jesus. Enlighten him even more, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for being his sustainer in all things. His shield and his buckler and his protector. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Because the simple men should always pray and not faint. Not faint. We thank you. We praise you. Magnify you. But God, if we but believe, when we pray that we have those things that we have petitioned you for, and on this life, we petition you for open doors from all four corners. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing can set up on him to hurt nor harm. Nothing can come out of his dwelling place except by your word. Then, Father, you have already made a way of an escape.
Yes, Lord.
You have already made a way of escape. And we thank you for that. According to your word. And I'm standing on what your word say. And I am in agreement with what your word say.
Yes, Lord.
In the very soul of his feet. And thank you, Father, for wherever his feet thread. And whatever his hand touches is blessed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you that we are kingdom builders.
Yes, Lord.
We'll walk together in your vineyard. In the name of Jesus, that your people may come forth. And
yes.
Decline to see that you go. Hey.
Glory.
That you, Lord.
Yes.
By your, we praise you. We love you. Hey. And we adore you for who you are.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you're the beginning and very end and everything in between. We for
yes.
Father. In the name of Jesus, cover now. Cover him now. In the name of Jesus, we cover him. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your most holy and righteous name. And Lord, every door that ordained by you, we declare and decree on this night from all four corners of the earth, it shall be open. And every door, according to your will, that should open, we declare and decree this night on his behalf. Because the doors that you open, no man can close. And the door that you close, no man can open. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And Lord, you don't start the good work now. And I know that you're going to finish what you started. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray and declare and decree on this night of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you,
God. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank
you. Jesus'
thank you.
Name.
In Jesus' thank you. Name. Thank you. Thank you. God bless
thank
you.
You. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Ali. God bless you tonight.
Yes, Minister.
Thank you so much,
thank
Minister
you.
Cannon. God bless you tonight. We thank God
thank
for
you.
Allowing the Lord to use you tonight to deliver such a word unto his people. We just give God thanks and praise. And we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. All you have to do is text us, and we'll get it to you. And the numbers that you can dial, the first number is 229-529-0914. And that's 229-529-0914. You can also text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can also reach out to us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, if you have Facebook, you can go out to our Facebook page, and that is the Prayer News Network. You can go out to our Prayer News page. There we have all of our messages, all of our broadcasts. You can at any time. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our prayer group, the ReArt Prayer Group 52, the new ReArt Prayer Group 52. We also post in there as well. You can go out there on Facebook and listen. If you do not have Facebook, you can certainly go out to the web. Go, just Google us, www.prayernewsnetwork, www.prayernewsnetwork, or just Google Prayer News Network. Once you put that in, you'll get a listing of all of our messages there. As well, you'll be able to listen via blog. If you like to listen via blog, you can pick up our blog listeners there. Also, don't forget, we just want to thank you to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Certainly, you can go out and listen via blog radio. Go out and listen via our blog radio, and that is Prayer News Network Global Radio 6, Prayer News Network Global
Radio 6. You can go out there, and there you'll find all of our blog radio messages. They're recorded there as well per day. You can listen to any of them. Just scroll down and listen to any of them that you would like. We again thank the Lord tonight for you, Minister Cannon. God bless you tonight. And at this time, we want to turn the platform back over to you for final words and for the benediction on tonight. God bless you. We thank God for you, and we are listening for you to be with us again. Amen. The Lord says the same. You have the platform, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, once again, I want to thank the Prayer News Network for allowing me the opportunity to minister. I am so grateful and so thankful for this network. I'm grateful and thankful, and also just looking forward to how God is going to just continue to bless this network and bless everyone that's involved with it. And I pray in the name of Jesus that many, many, many doors are going to be open for you all, not only just audio, but also video. And I just give God the glory, the praise, and the honor that this is a global network that's going to be worldwide. And I believe God's going to use it mightily in these last days. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be a part of it in the name of Jesus. And I just want to go ahead and just end out and say, may God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ continue to bless you and keep you in everything that you do. And I give all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Father, let the words of their mouths and the meditation of their hearts, everyone in the Prayer News Network, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are their strength and their redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back and bring someone with you. Tell someone about the Prayer News Network. Invite them to come on all of the different avenues, the different platforms that we just mentioned. Any of those platforms, listen, we just want to get the word out by any cost that some soul would be saved. God bless you tonight. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We want to let you know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we look to see you back on tomorrow night. The blessings of the Lord be upon you, with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.